HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hey guys, how's it going? So a few years ago, brands were something that we only associated with objects, right? Branded clothes, shoes, bags, you name it. But today, with so many social media platforms and the freedom to take up multiple personal projects, a person can build their own brand, that is, their own self. Like actor and our cover star this week, Alia Bhatt has. No doubt she has a list of top movies to her name and she's shut down trolls with her acting chops. But today, Alia is much more than just an actor and performer. She's an animal rights activist and ecological warrior with Coexist, a successful philanthropist with Misu, and now a sustainable fashion entrepreneur with kidswear brand Edamama. Listen on as the 27-year-old star talks about the multiple roles she plays in a chat with our editor, Jamal Sheikh.
Hello, Alia. Welcome to the HD Brunch podcast and congratulations on your HD Brunch cover. It's your second in 2 years. The last time it was when you launched Coexist, your animal rights initiative, where you appeared with a cat and the headline read Kitty Party at Alia's. After that, you had a celebrity charity initiative called Misu, where you made celebrities like Priyanka Chopra contribute their old clothes, which went out for auction, and the proceeds went to charity. You have just launched Edamama, which is a commercial initiative of sustainable fashion for children. Lots of congratulations your way. My first question to you, Alia, is this. Do you think stars today feel they need to be brands that need to be nurtured?
Well, yeah. I can't speak for everyone, but I do get the sense that even, you know, a lot of my contemporaries and of course, our superstars from before, you always see them, taking up, for example, taking up causes also that are very close to their hearts. Suddenly you'll hear about them investing in businesses, which you did not know about. And then you find out about it. And not just here also, the same way in Hollywood, you hear so many big superstars, actors who suddenly this restaurant chain is also owned by them, etc. I think definitely after a while, after you've kind of held your ground for a couple of years at least, the identity becomes much larger than just maybe your primary job, which is the love of your life, you can say. But you can also have other smaller loves. And nurture other loves. So definitely I think the brand aspect, I maybe have started to identify with that thought now. What do can I stand for in the larger scheme of things apart from just playing my characters that I adore on screen? Which is why also many actors become producers and some people even direct, so that even the film line, they kind of spread
invest
their
spread their interests. But your first two initiatives, Alia, were charity driven. This is a business consideration. Do you think you have a good business head on you?
I know nothing about business. That is a big confession I have to make, because when I was in school, I didn't find the need to pay attention to this part of the curriculum at all, because I always imagined that I would not have anything to do with it. So I was like, oh, why don't you pay attention? So I just kind of did it because I had to. So I don't know anything about business, but I feel like eventually you have to have an, you know, the more people you talk to, the more you understand, the more you learn, the stronger your instincts get. So while I may not know like technical terminologies of business and like how to speak in business language, I don't understand all of that. But I do understand, okay, I think this is what we have, this is what we need, and this is what we should probably do to get it.
Yes.
You know? But I'm learning along the way, Jamal. Like it's actually a very enriching experience for me because even at this, you know, stage as an actor, I'm learning also as an actor on a daily basis. But now I'm also learning as an not an actor, as a non-actor, as a founder, as a businesswoman. You can
Right. Do you sometimes feel you are the custodian of a brand called Alia Bhatt?
Yeah, I am. I mean, Alia Bhatt is me. So,
you know, do you sometimes feel others manage Alia Bhatt more than you manage Alia Bhatt yourself?
100%. I keep saying this. I am nothing without my team because they are literally my backbone. And that's, you know, even with just my day-to-day functioning in my life, whether it's Alia Bhatt the actor, Alia Bhatt the entrepreneur, or Alia Bhatt the philanthropist, I have a team for each and every part of me.
Right.
Because I can, my mind can be, can be 60 places at one time, but it cannot be 160 places at one time. Cannot, and let me tell you, on a given day, I'm on a minimum from 50 to 60. So sometimes to get me that extra 100, I need that, you know, the extended heads.
Correct. Now that's fantastic. Now in percentile terms, in percentage terms, how much attention do you think a star must give to their business and brand interests, and how much should they concentrate on the original primary job, be it acting, singing, directing, whatever?
Well, honestly, acting is always a priority. So that is number one. And even, for example, when I have to take out time for these things like these, the team really understands, okay, Alia, we know you're really busy, but we have to push you. We need 1 hour. You know, you need to come and we need to speak about this. We need to speak about that. So it's almost like school. Like they have to get me, like get me to do the work, because if you leave it up to me, my focus will be only acting.
Yes.
But with Edamama, it changed. It changed because it was something that was very close to my heart. So I really naturally took out that time. And I also have this thing of following up, you know, I need to, like in my mind, I make certain tick marks and I say, okay, this needs to be looked after and I need to follow up on this. So even if it's that 1 hour when I'm driving to shoot or while I'm like, you know, just sitting on the makeup chair, I go through all my checklists and then I'm like, then I'm just an actor. When I'm on set, I'm not thinking of anything else except for my my scene.
Well, we wish you all the very best, Alia. Congratulations again on Edamama and the HD Brunch cover. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
I remember when I last spoke to Mrs. Bagley, who used to run the kitchen at the Delhi Parsi Anjuman, she mentioned that if there weren't eggs in the house, she wouldn't be able to rest till she knew they had bought enough for the next day. An ingredient I've always taken for granted, 2020 taught me the diverse and ease with which eggs could be turned into a scrumptious affair. And I too can no longer sleep when I know that we're out of eggs. Boiled egg sandwiches take me back to picnics with parents, and an omelette was the first thing I attempted to make. My current favorite is cheesy scrambled eggs with a sprinkling of bacon or ham. Here's what HT Brunch columnist Veep Sanghvi has to say about the much-loved ingredient.
Do you know what a Scotch egg is? It's one of those dishes that the British like to claim as their own. There are all kinds of theories about it, that it was invented in Scotland by Sir Walter Scott, invented in London by the shop Fortnum and Mason. Now, all of this is bakwas. A Scotch egg is really a down-market, nasty version of a dish we've had in India for a long time, the Nargisi Kofta. The British took the Nargisi Kofta back to their country. They took it down market. They made it cheap. They made it nasty. And now you find the Scotch egg on sale at every UK service station. I mention this because there's been a row in the UK about whether a Scotch egg is a substantial meal or a snack. I'm not sure which one it is, but what it is certainly is a blatant case of theft. But to me, the popularity of the Scotch egg tells us something about eggs. Indians love eggs. We use eggs all the time. Even vegetarians will eat eggs. And we often have eggs in ways we don't understand, in cakes, in bread, in ice creams, even in naans. And we don't really mind, let's be honest. Why? Well, because they are vegetarian, these eggs are unfertilized. So even if you were to leave them alone, they wouldn't hatch into chickens or anything. But more than that, an egg is the great equalizer. You can make a nargisi kofta, which is a difficult haute cuisine dish. Or you can just make a boiled egg and sell it on a street corner. Both are exactly the same thing. One tarted up, one not so tarted up. How many foods are there that you can say that about? They're equalizers between England and India, between rich and poor, between all the countries of the world, which is why this week I write about my love of eggs, the greatest ingredient that never gets enough recognition.
The day we've all been looking forward to since March 2020 is hopefully and finally soon going to be here. The day we get the COVID-19 vaccine in India. While I definitely will not be one of the first few people to get it, I do have a whole list of things I want to do once I do. First and foremost, I'm going to go and hug all my friends for a long, long time. Next, I'm going to go for a live performance at my favorite venue, the Pianoman Jazz Club, and the newly relaunched Depot 48 while sipping a drink. And then, of course, I'm going to eat at all my favorite places, starting with the Golgappe at Green Park Market and ending with anything and everything at Majnaka Tila. What are the first few things you're going to do? Listen on for HT Brunch columnist Seema Goswami's list.
Finally, after the year we've all had, there is something to cheer about. The COVID-19 vaccine is here and will be approved in a matter of weeks. I don't know about you, but I am scrambling to be among the first to receive it. And given that I have a comorbidity or two, I hope that I will get my shots sooner rather than later. So how am I going to celebrate once the immunity kicks in? Well, let me count the ways. First off, I'm going to visit my sister, who I haven't seen for 9 months now. Next, I'm going to get my hair colored professionally at the salon and get a trim while I'm at it. Next up is a visit to the spa so that I can indulge in some serious pampering. I honestly can't wait to get a massage again. And then it will be time to indulge in my all-time favorite activity, gorging on street food. It's been so long since I had Golgappas that I fantasize about standing in line with complete strangers to gulp down a dozen or more, followed by some aloo tikki and chana bhatura. And yes, I will finally go for a walk in Sundar Nursery without a mask and feel the lovely winter sun on my face. I really can't wait.
So what happens when a group of people with a love and knack for a cappella get stuck at home during the lockdown but come across each other virtually or through word of mouth? Well, if you're lucky, they form an a cappella ensemble and put their skills to use, like this quintet has. Alexis Abraham, Jude James, Sam Thomas, Lijo Alex and Jomi Daniel did just that, making the most of the time at home. They have released multiple videos where they've done vocal arrangement covers in five-part harmony. We got them to perform one such cover for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, my name is Alexis Abraham. I'm the lead singer of the Indian quintet group, The Quarantet Five. We are a group of five youngsters who began this journey post-lockdown with the intention of sharing love, peace and joy of our music amongst people.
Boom, 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 boom नदी कोई जैसे है नदी लहर लहर जैसे बह रही है कोई अनकही कोई अनसुनी बात धीमे धीमे कह रही है कहीं ना कहीं जागी हुई है कोई आरज़ू कहीं ना कहीं खोए हुए से है मैं और तुम बुम 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 के बुम जो कहती सुनती है ये निगाहें गुमसुम है ये फिजाए है ना टुरुरुरु
Happy Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.